Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 23rd, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Heart stress and blood pressure management in older adults. Post hoc analysis of the ESPREE trial. This post hoc analysis of the ASPREE, aspirin and reducing events in the elderly, trial investigated whether heart stress, indicated by age-adjusted elevated N-terminal pro-B-type natriuretic peptide levels, could improve cardiovascular disease risk stratification in older adults. The study included 11,941 community-dwelling participants to assess this biomarker's utility in a complex patient population. Findings suggest that utilizing heart stress may enhance cardiovascular disease risk assessment, potentially supporting more individualized blood pressure management strategies for the elderly. This approach could lead to more tailored and effective therapeutic interventions by better identifying high-risk individuals. Article number 2. Efficacy and safety of omecamtiv mecarbil in heart failure with reduced ejection fraction according to age, the GALACTIC-HF trial. This analysis of the GALACTICHF, global approach to lowering adverse cardiovascular events through improving contractility in heart failure, trial aimed to characterize the efficacy and safety of omecamtiv mecarbil across various age groups in patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. Omecamtiv mecarbil is a selective cardiac myosin activator with minimal effects on blood pressure and heart rate, suggesting a favorable tolerability profile, especially in older individuals often burdened by comorbidities. The study evaluated how this drug's clinical benefits and safety profile manifest across the age spectrum, addressing uncertainties regarding its use in an aging population. This research helps clarify the potential for individualized treatment strategies based on patient age and heart failure management. Article number 3. Donor-derived cell-free DNA and antibody-mediated rejection. An analysis of the Surveillance HeartCare Outcomes Registry. This study analyzing 240 heart transplant recipients from the SHORE, Surveillance HeartCare Outcomes Registry, aimed to characterize the incidence and timing of biopsy-proven antibody-mediated rejection. A primary objective was to evaluate the performance characteristics of donor-derived cell-free DNA as a biomarker for antibody-mediated rejection in a large, contemporary patient cohort. This research established important data on the utility of donor-derived cell-free DNA in monitoring for rejection, identifying reliable biomarkers like ddCircaFDNA. Is critical for improving early detection and management of rejection, thereby enhancing long-term outcomes for heart transplant patients. Article number 4, adverse pregnancy outcomes and long-term risk of atrial fibrillation. This large population-based cohort study investigated the long-term risk of atrial fibrillation associated with 6 major adverse pregnancy outcomes. Employing a coupling analysis to account for familial confounding, the research aimed to precisely determine these associations. The study established that women experiencing adverse pregnancy outcomes face increased long-term risks of developing atrial fibrillation. These findings are crucial for identifying high-risk women earlier in life, enabling targeted interventions to prevent atrial fibrillation and its serious complications. Article number 5. Short-term exposure to low and high temperatures and mortality among patients with heart failure in Sweden. This nationwide Swedish study investigated the associations between short-term exposure to both low and high ambient temperatures and mortality among patients with heart failure. Recognizing heart failure patients' particular susceptibility to non-optimal temperatures, the research aimed to clarify these critical relationships for both all-cause and cardiovascular mortality. The study established significant associations, providing essential data on how environmental temperature extremes impact this vulnerable population. These findings are vital for public health advisories and personalized patient management strategies in regions susceptible to temperature fluctuations. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.